The UFC president Dana White believes Conor McGregor's retirement announcement is genuine. In a text conversation with ESPN journalist Brett Okamoto, he wrote, "He has the money to retire. It makes total sense. If I was him, I would retire too."
Darren Friel, thanks indeed for that. We're staying with that story. In fact, it's his second retirement in just 3 years. But this morning, Conor McGregor appeared to turn his back on mixed martial arts with this tweet. "Hey guys, quick announcement. I've decided to retire from the sport formerly known as mixed martial arts today. I wish all my old colleagues well going forward in competition. I now join my former partners on this venture already in retirement. Proper pina coladas on me, fellas." I think "proper" is a reference to his own whiskey brand. But anyway, question is, has this controversial fighter really retired, or could it be just another stunt? On the line now, Peter Carroll, European correspondent with the website MMAfighting.com. Morning, Peter.
How are you, Sean? Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Well, you've been reporting on Conor McGregor's career for a long time now. What do you make of this announcement?
Yeah, I mean, it's very hard to take it at face value, Sean. You know, when you look at the incident 3 years ago when Conor retired, it lasted a total of 2 days. And in that time, it was definitely part of a bartering move he was using. He was trying to bargain less media appearances before his event. So I can't help but think that this is a further attempt to gain leverage on the UFC. Obviously, as you guys mentioned just there with the news headlines, Dana White has reacted to this in a very different way than he did in 2016. In 2016, he came out and he kind of blasted Conor. He said he has to do these media obligations. He can't take them off. Every other fighter is looking to do this. As you said, he has told Brett Okamoto of ESPN that he feels it is genuine. But you know, Dana White is a man that's known to be quite inconsistent with his comments as well, so I wouldn't think too much of that. I still definitely feel we'll see Conor fight again.
Okay, let's have a listen, and here's one of the reasons perhaps we are saying that. Let's have a listen to what he told Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show just last night, because this doesn't sound much like a retirement plan.
"But my next fight, we're in talks for July. We're in talks for July, so we'll see what happens. A lot of politics and going on. The fight game is a mad game. But again, like I said, and to my fans, I am in shape and I am ready. So
do we know who it is yet?
Well, there are many opponents. In reality, I can pick who I please. You know, I've done a lot. I've fought a lot. I've never pulled out of contests. You know, I've gone through some crazy injuries and crazy external situations, you know, that many a man would sprint for the hills if it happened to them. But I stood firm and done my piece for the company. So I'm in a position now. There are a lot of, like I said, this whiskey is my baby. I have a lot of great entities. I don't necessarily need to fight. I am set for life. My family is set for life. We are good. But I am eager to fight, you know, so we'll see what happens.
I am in shape, I am ready, and I am eager to fight. Doesn't sound, as I say, much like a retirement announcement.
Yeah, I mean, the real thing that this kind of a lot of people are talking about at the moment is there seems to be some kind of blockage to that July fight, because the UFC wanted to put him as co-main event rather than main event. And as we know, Conor likes to be centre stage. He likes to be at the top of those cards. That's the only thing we can really think of that's fresh that could have caused him to make a decision like this. Just yesterday, Dana White appeared on a podcast with Barstool Sports, a very popular US podcaster and publication. And he said that he came to a kind of a stalling point during negotiations for Conor's July fight when he suggested that Conor would be a co-main event instead of the main event. So that's just one theory, but it's very hard to know. It's a very cryptic tweet in general. Even the first line, "I've decided to retire from the sport formerly known as mixed martial arts today." A lot of people feel like that could be him trying to move into something else, another kind of combat sport. But I really feel as though this is a negotiation tactic, and I do believe I'll see Conor fighting again.
And how much money do you think McGregor would or could expect to receive for his next fight, Peter?
Well, I mean, when you look at the likes of the Khabib Nurmagomedov fight, which broke records for the UFC in terms of pay-per-view, boys, you know, that was floated as a $50 million payday for Conor. So, I mean, this is huge money. And a lot of people are saying, and even Dana suggested, "Oh, well, look at this whiskey brand. Look how well it's doing." But his fighting career is the catalyst for all these things. Does the interest stay there if he isn't fighting, if he isn't active? That's a question that he doesn't know the answer to, that we don't know the answer to. So I do think we're going to see him back in there.
And even if he does return to the octagon to fight again, is his MMA career likely to last a whole lot longer in your view?
No, I don't feel like he's the same fighter he was. You know, when we saw against Khabib Nurmagomedov compared to his double title feat against Eddie Alvarez, it looked a completely different fighter to me. Even when he had the fight on his own terms, when he's standing in front of this wrestler in the third round, he couldn't really land any punishing blows. It used to be one knock on the chin from that left hand, and the night was over for all of his opponents. So I certainly feel as though a guy like Conor, who's now 30 years of age, he relies on that kind of speed and explosivity. But as we know, even from football, GAA, every other sport, that kind of starts to dwindle when you're hit about 30 years of age. So I think it would be very hard for him, unless he completely reinvented himself, to be the force he once was in the sport.
And where do you think his priorities lie at the moment? I mean, does he still even consider himself an athlete, or is he perhaps more a businessman at this stage?
I mean, it definitely looks like he's more of a businessman, but I know that Conor definitely considers himself a fighter. He feels like it's in his blood. He feels like he's driven towards that, no matter what he's getting into. But I do think a lot of fans were put off with the fact that the lead up to the Khabib Nurmagomedov fight was really just a proper 12 kind of sales story. You know, it was like a multi-city tour. He kind of went on to sell that whiskey, and of course, it was on the canvas that night when he lost to Khabib. But yeah, I can certainly see why a lot of people might think he's more business-minded than fight-savvy at the moment.
He was found guilty of disorderly conduct in New York last year, sentenced to community service. He's had a driving ban imposed here. He's charged with assault again in Florida this month. Do you believe controversy will stop following him around once he leaves MMA?
It's very hard to see that, because, I mean, it's just scandal after scandal now. Like, and if I think back to 2015, when he was at the height of his power, you know, young people, people Conor's age, they were lifting him up as this great representative, this shining light of what being Irish is all about. And I feel like it's completely done a 180 since then. I feel like people aren't kind of on the Conor McGregor bandwagon the way they used to be. But, of course, he still has a very diehard fan base and MMA fans. But I do feel that's dwindled a lot as well over the last few years. And when it's scandal after scandal, it nearly becomes compassion fatigue. Like, I don't think too many people are even surprised by that Miami incident, and that's quite worrying.
Okay, Peter, thank you very much indeed for those insights. That's Peter Carroll there. He is European correspondent with the MMA fighting website. Thanks indeed. We'll be talking about Apple and their latest offering after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.